Amen. Appreciate Brother Prowl leading us in our singing this evening. Appreciate you blending your voices together cooperatively and harmoniously with him. Appreciate the scripture reading by Brother Clifford Prowl and the prayer led by Brother Arthur Davis. Good to see each of you here this evening. All of us who are here present have much to be grateful for. You know, when you can get up in the morning or get up from your Sunday afternoon nap and put your clothes back on and reassemble with the saints, it is a clear indication that you are blessed indeed by the God of glory. It is a blessing to be able to open the book of God and find the place where it is written and understand what the will of the Lord is, and to secure repeated and successive feedings from the Word of God, remembering the words of Christ to Satan when he tempted Jesus in Matthew 4, saying, "If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made into bread." Jesus very promptly responded to him without equivocation, saying in verse number 4 of Matthew 4, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." We feed on the Word of God. This is a special spiritual manna or bread that sustains us and promotes our growth and development and spiritual maturity in Christ Jesus. We're going to talk to you some more this evening about the Word of God. Want to try to convey the idea of upgrading our approach to the Word of God. Upgrading our approach to the Word of God. It's time to upgrade. To upgrade is to raise or improve the grade or quality of. It's also defined as to extend the usefulness of. It's further defined as to improve or replace for increased usefulness. We upgrade a number of things in everyday life. We upgrade our computers and computer operating systems, as well as computer software. We upgrade our cell phones. We upgrade our entertainment appliances, as well as regular appliances. How many of you have had an upgrade in your cell phone plan recently? How many of you have upgraded your cell phone and you've gotten a new cell phone in the last few months or in the last year or two? A lot of you have upgraded. When we upgrade our computer operating systems, we are hoping that we're upgrading to something that is better and that works better and more effectively. We upgraded from Windows 95 to Windows 98 to Windows 2000 to Windows ME to Windows XP and to Windows Vista and now Windows 7. I'm sure they have something else that'll be coming down the pike soon. Many of us are now upgrading our television sets. We upgraded from black and white to color. Anybody remember black and white television? Any of you teenagers ever seen a black and white TV? Y'all ever seen a black and white TV? They haven't seen one. Your mom and dad a long time ago upgraded from black and white to color. We upgraded from rabbit ears to cable. Anybody seen any rabbit ears lately? We upgraded from cable to digital cable. Dish Network wants us to upgrade to satellite dishes. Some of us upgraded our tabletops to floor models. We upgraded our consoles to giant screen projection TVs. Now we are upgrading to HD plasma and LCD flat screens. And a lot of times folks do more upgrading than they need to. Folks upgrade beyond their salary increases, you know. Some of this stuff you can't upgrade to unless they upgrade your salary. And so, of course, some folks have had their salaries downgraded all the way because some folks have lost their jobs. Many of us remember our old-fashioned record players on which we played our 45s and 78 LPs. And how we upgraded to 8-tracks, then to cassettes, and then to CDs and MPs. We moved from boom boxes to Walkmans, and we upgraded from Walkmans to iPads. We have upgraded from VHS playing to playing VCRs to DVDs. Now you have the Blu-ray recordings. People are constantly upgrading from one level to another. We need to do some upgrading in our spiritual lives, and notably, we need to do some upgrading when it comes to our approach to the scriptures and our study of the scriptures and our response to the scriptures. We need to upgrade our faith. Of course, Paul says, now faith comes by the word of God, or faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want to strengthen your faith and upgrade your faith, you must study God's word with greater seriousness, with greater attention, with greater dedication, with greater sacrifice. But we do need to upgrade our approach to the Bible and to Bible study and our response to the truth of God's word. We need to upgrade our fellowship. We need to upgrade our spiritual fortitude. And when we upgrade these things, when we upgrade our approach to the word of God and our response to the word of God, then we can upgrade our marriages. We can upgrade our parenting. We can upgrade our Bible study. We can upgrade our prayer lives. We can upgrade our outreach. We can upgrade our giving. We can upgrade our benevolent efforts. But the upgrading should start with a recognition of the vital place that the Holy Scriptures occupy in the life of every faithful child of God. In verse 15, Paul says to Timothy, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Scripture makes a person wise unto salvation. If man needs anything, he needs wisdom. Wisdom about how to live his life most effectively. Wisdom about how to be saved from his sins and ensure his going to heaven after a while. Death and every other evil imaginable rushes about and floods the world of man. The strongest among men are swept about and drowned by a variegated variety of different negatives and evils that can only be effectively combated by having a sustaining knowledge of the Word of God. The strongest among men are swept about and drowned by drugs, disease, broken homes, bad habits, pride, license, selfishness, greed, envy, war, murmuring, loneliness, lawlessness, immorality, broken health, crime, accidents, loss, enslavements, conceit, power, extravagance, gluttony, jealousy, death, grumbling, purposelessness, discrimination, drunkenness, and murder, lust, indulgence, prejudice, gossip, and emptiness. And this is only a partial list of things that sweep men about and drown them. There is no end to the evil that is drowning man and his world. What man and his world need is wisdom, the wisdom to save himself and his world. Is such a wisdom available? This is the glorious message of this verse, a resounding and affirmative yes. The Holy Scriptures are able to make man wise unto salvation. No other book, no other writings from the time of antiquity to the modern age is capable of making man wise unto salvation. Only the book of God. How precious is the book divine by inspiration give. Bright as a lamp, it shines, guiding men to heaven. It's the only way we can know how to really live. You can't find that information in the biology book. You can't find that kind of information in the sociology book. You can't find that kind of information in the psychology book. You can't find that kind of information in the archaeologist's book. You can't find that kind of information in the anthropologist's book. You can't find that information in the religious writings of men. The Bible and the Bible alone are capable of making men wise unto salvation. The Holy Scriptures can save man and his world. How definitively, through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the only one. He is the only means of our salvation. No wonder Jesus affirmed to his apostles in John 14 and verse 6, saying, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Despite what the Muslims and the Islamists teach, we cannot get to the Father through Muhammad. We cannot get to the Father through Confucius. We cannot get to the Father through the Buddhists. We cannot get to the Father through Mary Ellen G. White, rather, and Mary Baker Eddy. We cannot get to the Father through Joseph Smith. We cannot get to the Father through J. Rutherford. We cannot get to the Father through any of the prognosticators of religions that have been founded by men. We can only get to the Father through Jesus. We can only be saved through the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Peter spoke to the officials in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, saying, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And we must recognize this preeminently if we are to upgrade our approach to the religion that is set forth in the Bible. It is the Holy Scriptures that tell us about God's great plan of salvation for man. about how God saves man through faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Scriptures alone and no other book. The point is this: the Holy Scriptures tell us how we can be saved through God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. No other book reveals this to man. The only wisdom that can ever save this world is the wisdom of God himself. And that wisdom is found in his Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible. And it should be incumbent upon us to share the saving message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are lost. When we upgrade our approach to Scripture and our response to Scripture, we will want to share the saving message of the gospel. No wonder Paul exclaimed in Romans 1:16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Nothing else will save men but the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. J.M. McCaleb, missionary to Japan, wrote the song of "One the Lord has made the race, through one has come the fall. Where sin has gone, must go his grace. The gospel is for all. The blessed gospel is for all. The gospel is for all. Where sin has gone, must go his grace. The gospel is for all." We cannot carry out our mandate as Christians. We cannot carry out the imperative that God gives to us to share the gospel without upgrading our approach to Scripture and upgrading our response to Scripture. Years ago, now I don't think it's in our book, in the end of the books that we have, but we used to sing, "You Never Mention Him to Me," Esau Coney. It's in there? Oh, man, I've been not even realizing it. And this wonderful song is in there, "You Never Mention Him to Me." Anybody have it? Can anybody pass it to me? I wanted to quote just a little bit of it, but it's a wonderful song, "You Never Mention Him to Me." When I lived in Atlanta, Georgia in 74, I used to love hearing Esau Coney and some of his friends sing that song. I remember distinctly hearing it over at Simpson Street one evening. That's 92, if y'all want to turn to it. I'm not going to try to sing it, Eric Brown. No, I'm not going to try to sing it. I'm going to read it. "You never mention him to me. When in the better land before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our souls may be. If any lost one there should cry in deep despair, you never mention him to me. Oh, let us spread the word where it may be heard. Help groping souls the light to see, that yonder none may say, you showed me not the way. You never mention him to me. A few sweet words may guide a lost one to his side, or turn sad eyes on Calvary. So work as days go by, that yonder none may cry, you never mention him to me. You never mention him to me. You helped me not the light to see. You met me day by day and knew I was astray, yet never mention him to me." If we upgrade our approach to Holy Scripture, if we upgrade our response to its mandates and divine imperatives, it will be incumbent upon us to get more serious about sharing the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Are you ready to upgrade your approach to Scripture? Are you ready to upgrade your Bible study? Are you ready to upgrade your outreach with the saving gospel? Are you ready to upgrade your marriage? Are you ready to upgrade your parenting? Are you ready to upgrade your life overall as a child of God? There's always room for growth. There's always room for improvement. And God's word facilitates and engenders growth, improvement, further development as people of God. You want to get the very most out of life. You don't need a new laptop. You want to get the very most out of life. You don't need a new phone. If you want to get the very most out of life, you don't need to upgrade your vehicle. If you want to get the most out of life, you don't need to upgrade your entertainment appliances. If you want to get the most out of life, you need to upgrade your approach to and your appreciation for and your response to the Word of God. You want to start taking the Word of God more seriously this evening, you can do it. If you're here and you're a Christian and you've not really been taking it as seriously as you should, as a matter of fact, if your life is presently out of alignment with the will of God, why not make things right and get things straight through repentance, confession, and prayer? If you're here and you're not yet a Christian, why not become one through obedience to the gospel? You've heard how Christ died for your sins and mine on the cross of Calvary, how he shed his innocent blood for us to pay the penalty for our sins. You've heard how he was buried and how he arose again the third day from the grave. Why not believe that good news with all of your heart? Repent of your sins. Confess your faith to be in Jesus Christ, that he is indeed the Son of God. Submit to baptism in water for the remission of your sins. Why not just upgrade your life this evening? Everybody needs an upgrade. If you're out of Christ, you need to be upgraded to status in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Why not have a spiritual upgrade this evening as we together stand and as we sing?
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. The greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior.
Why not upgrade your faith?
Why not
upgrade your commitment to the Lord?
He is the true one.
Why not upgrade your faithfulness?
He is the just one. He has the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free.